Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box. Affordable, mind-enriching programs.
Gildan Media presents The Complacent Class, The Self-Defeating Quest for the American Dream. Written by Tyler Cowan. Read by Walter Dixon. Chapter 1. The Complacent Class and Its Dangers. Disruption has been the buzzword of the decade, and it's true that there have been some significant changes afoot, from the wiring of the whole world to the coming of unprecedented levels of multiculturalism and tolerance. But as important, and yet neglected, is a story that's happening alongside, and to some degree in reaction to all of that change. It involves people making decisions that are at first glance in their best interests. That is, they are economically and indeed socially rational decisions. But the effects of these decisions at the societal level are significant, unintended, and not always good. They have made us more risk-averse and more set in our ways, more segregated, and they have sapped us of the pioneer spirit that made America the world's most productive and innovative economy. Furthermore, all this has happened at a time when we may need American dynamism more than ever before. Americans are, in fact, working much harder than before to postpone change, or to avoid it altogether. And that's true whether we're talking about corporate competition, changing residences or jobs, or building things. In an age when it is easier than ever before to dig in, the psychological resistance to change has become progressively stronger. On top of that, information technology, for all the disruption it has wrought, allows us to organize more effectively to confront things that are new or different in a manageable and comfortable way, and sometimes to keep them at bay altogether. Given the growing success of the force for stasis, I see complacency, a general sense of satisfaction with the status quo, as an increasingly prominent phenomenon in American life. And I've coined the phrase, the complacent class, to describe the growing number of people in our society who accept, welcome, or even enforce a resistance to things new, different, or challenging. These people might in the abstract like some things to change. They might even consider themselves progressive, or even radical politically. But in fact, they have lost the capacity to imagine or embrace a world where things do change rapidly. For most.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?